It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Central Time, we'll have our weekly recap of national politics. First, with Wisconsin as a likely battleground state in the presidential election and a heated Senate race between Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and former Senator Democrat Russ Feingold, political observers around the country are keeping a close eye on us. The latest Marquette University Law School survey was released today to give us a temperature check of the political climate in Wisconsin as we near both the Republican and Democratic national conventions. Joining us now to tell us where Wisconsinites stand on various candidates and political issues, we have Charles Franklin with us. He's professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. He is the director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here.
I think probably the premier issue people are looking at is how's Clinton Trump looking here in Wisconsin? What do you see?
It's looking relatively unchanged from last month, maybe a shade tighter. A six-point Clinton lead among registered voters, but a little tighter four-point Clinton lead among likely voters. That was 7 points among registered last month, but 9 points among likely voters in June. One thing we've seen is that Democratic turnout has dropped a little bit between June and July, while Republican turnout dropped between March and June. So now both are turning out at close to similar rates, but they've gone down in different months, and that has affected the likely electorate a bit.
So a touch closer, but still a Clinton lead in Wisconsin. You also dug deeper to try to find out what people thought of the two candidates. There's a lot of non-love, I guess, for both Hillary Clinton and more so Donald Trump, if I'm reading your poll right.
Well, non-love is a pretty good term for it. Both of these candidates have higher unfavorable ratings than any nominees have since we started asking these questions in the 70s in national polling. For Donald Trump, his unfavorable rating is 63%. Clinton's is 58%. Both of those are extraordinarily high for the nominees of parties. And their favorables necessarily are also very low. For Trump, 29 favorable. For Clinton, 36% favorable. It's fair to say that both of them are viewed much more favorably within their parties and are viewed with almost universal negative impressions from the other party. That shows, among other things, how polarized the parties are and also how little potential there is for crossover voting this year.
Now, with this lack of love for both major party candidates, you included third-party candidates as an option in one version of the questioning here. Did we see a bump for third parties because of these low approval ratings for the major party candidates?
It's very interesting that this year we are seeing a lot of people, when you just give them Trump and Clinton, saying, oh, I don't know, I might not vote, I might vote for someone else. And so we did ask and gave explicitly, what about the Libertarian candidate and the Green Party candidate? Both of them get some votes. So Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, gets 10% among registered voters and 8% among likelies. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, 4% among registered, 2% among likely. But it's interesting that adding those two in, say the 14% between them among registered voters, leaves the margin between Clinton and Trump almost unchanged. It's a 7-point margin for Clinton with the third-party candidates in, and it was a 6-point margin without the third-party candidates. So in that sense, the third-party candidates are not helping one candidate and hurting the other. Instead, it leaves the top two candidates pretty much a wash. And interestingly, it still leaves another 12% of the public saying, yeah, you know, I don't even like any of those four candidates. Could I have somebody else?
Talking to Charles Franklin about today's release of the new Marquette University Law School survey. Charles, I know it can be hard to pin particular political events to ups and downs in the polls, but to put this in context, as I understand it, you were out in the field on this one just after the release of the FBI report on their investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. But before this endorsement from Bernie Sanders, how do you see events like those affecting the ups and downs here?
That's right. And so... The nice news is that we were after the FBI decision, but it made no difference in our measures. It was striking that in June, 28% said that honest is how they would describe Hillary Clinton. And after the FBI decision, it was still 28% that said they'd describe her that way. No movement at all. Also on the question of whether she's well qualified to be president. It was 56% that said she was qualified in June. It was 56% this month who said she was qualified. So there does not appear to be any short-term impact on her standing with the public. And interestingly, June was a pretty controversial month for Donald Trump as well. But his ratings on honesty and qualifications also barely moved by less than a point or two. 33% called him honest and 32% called him qualified in both months.
Presidential race, not the only game in town this year. This Senate race, Russ Feingold trying to regain a Senate seat against the guy who beat him last time around, Senator Ron Johnson. What are the polls telling us there?
Yes, among registered voters, Feingold has a 7-point lead, and among likely voters, a 5-point lead. It was 4 points among registered in June and 9 points among likely in June. That, again, that difference between 9% and 5% reflects the drop-off in Democratic turnout between June and July. I think if you look over the 16 months or so that we've been asking about the Senate race, in 2015 and early 16, this race was close to a 10-point or 11-point Feingold lead pretty consistently. But in the last 3 or 4 months, we've seen it tighten into the middle single digits, so somewhere between 4 and 7 points for a Feingold lead, probably averaging about 5-ish, is where that race is. That little bit of tightening is true in the Senate race, and we see something of a similar tightening in the presidential race as well, as voters are beginning to tune in and maybe think in more partisan terms, too.
Now, you always ask about the satisfaction with the governor of Wisconsin, Governor Walker. That has stayed relatively low since his presidential run, it looks like.
It has. He's at 38% job approval this month, with 58% disapproving. It was at 39.57 in June. Since he began his presidential run and since he submitted a very controversial state budget in 2015, we saw his numbers drop off substantially from where they'd been at the time of his 2014 reelection. And since that time, he has stayed in the high 30s of approval and the mid-50s of disapproval, with just one or two very brief excursions outside that range.
You also asked Wisconsinites about an issue we've covered a lot here on Central Time, drugs, drug abuse, drug-related issues, opioid abuse. You asked people about. What did you learn about Wisconsin?
62% said that heroin is a major problem where they live. Just 30% disagree. I think that reflects both the concern over the drug itself and its prevalence, and also the attention it's been getting from state policymakers over the last couple of years.
You also saw concern about methamphetamine, less about crack cocaine, and then you asked about attitudes toward legalization of marijuana. As we wrap up, what do we see?
We asked, when it comes to marijuana, some people think that the drug should be fully legalized and regulated like alcohol. Do you agree or disagree? 59% agreed with that framing of the question. 39% disagreed. When we asked in 2014, it was 46% thought it should be legal, 51% not legal, but that was with a different question wording. So it shows also that wording matters. It also shows fairly substantial support for legalization, but it depends on how you ask the question.
We'll leave it there for now. Charles, thanks, as always, for bringing us up to date.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University, director of the Marquette University Law School poll, which released its latest edition earlier today.